So once again, and this happens every year, Christian Clearinghouse is accepting donations for their annual garage sale fundraiser. This is a big benefit, huge benefit to further the work that they do in helping those in need throughout the community. Tammy Stahl is with us from Christian Clearinghouse. And we say every year, did you do this through the pandemic, right? That kind of put the kibosh on it for a couple of years.
Yeah, we had it set up when the pandemic hit.
I remember that now.
That was traumatic. Yeah, don't want to do that again. No more pandemic.
But back up and running now.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be back again at Brinkman's, right?
We are at Brinkman's, and we do thank the Brinkman's family and everyone for allowing us to do this. You know, I've been at Christian Clearinghouse. This is my 15th year, and the garage sale was going on before that. So I'm thinking we're 17 or 18
and
years out.
And this is like the... Is it the biggest fundraiser for you?
It is.
Okay.
It is absolutely our biggest fundraiser. We usually raise about $50,000 on the event.
Wow.
And so it's a big undertaking. So the community support has always been amazing, and we just so appreciate every single donation that comes in the door.
Yeah, what's unique about this particular fundraiser is that you ask for the public's help twice.
We do.
Donate items and then come and buy the items.
Absolutely. But they do. So that's what's the super blessing about it.
So right now is the collection phase.
Right. So we'll be out there. I know it's raining today, but people would help unload cars. So if you want to bring anything out, today and tomorrow till noon, and then we start with our regular garage sale hours. Saturday will be until 1, and then we'll be out there 9 to 4 pretty much up to the sale time.
Okay.
And so if you can get things, your closets and cupboards cleaned out now and bring things to us, that would be great. We do not accept adult clothes. And make sure things are in really good repair and resellable. That's the big thing, because we don't want to have to spend the money to take things to the trash.
So basically, you are looking for anything as people are going through, and maybe it's a little bit early for spring cleaning, but I don't know, you got into the mood of that yesterday, perhaps. So as you're going through and you're thinking, hey, I might buy this if I didn't already have it and didn't have a need for it.
Right, and if you don't use it, if you really haven't used something for 6 to 12 months, you're probably not going to ever use it again.
And if in the intermediate time between when you donate it and when the sale happens, you decide you do need it, you can come back and buy it back.
Absolutely. We did have that happen. We had a gentleman that donated his patio set, and his wife came back and bought it. So it was pretty funny.
I wonder if that was coordinated or just a happenstance thing. But anyway, there's got to be a story behind that, I would think. So you actually doing the donation collection at Brinkman's or at your...
No, okay. Bring the items to Brinkman's.
Okay.
And then we have volunteers out there, and we will help unload your car and get things in. And it kind of disappears as soon as you get it in the door. And sometimes we'll have people say, oh, I really didn't mean to do that. And it's almost impossible to find things. So do make sure you really want to give it to us.
You mentioned adult clothes is something you don't collect.
Right.
There are a couple of other things.
Like encyclopedias, the old tube TVs do not sell.
Okay.
Things like I said, if things are just really dated and, those old appliances that have the old cords on them, people don't want those. They're not safe anymore.
Right. So just kind of bear that in mind. But there is a little bit of everything that you get in for this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we get books and we get pictures and knickknacks and bed linens and furniture, baby stuff, toys. Household items, sporting goods, lawn things. So just a little bit of everything. Lots of like electronics, small kitchen appliances, craft stuff. Mm-hmm. Lots of puzzles came in after the pandemic. So there's probably still have a lot of puzzles out there, but people really like doing those. So those are a big seller for us. So everything sells. It just is just really amazing how we work together and get this all set up and get as much stuff in that greenhouse as what we actually get in there.
You did mention that there will be people, if you've got larger items, the folks help you unload. Can you pick up? Or?
We can. We are at the mercy of volunteers to do that.
Okay.
So if you have a way to get it to us, that's preferred. But if not, just call the office at 419-422-2222, and we'll give you the details on how we can get that set up.
Try and get somebody out there to get it to the sale. So then after, the collection goes until when?
Until the 11th, March 11th. And then we are going to have our Velvet Chandelier event on the 16th. Mm-hmm. So that's a pre-sale event, and those tickets are $50. So if you want to come in and shop without the crowd, that's the time to do it. It's 6 to 8 p.m. out there at Brinkman's, and we usually sell out on that event. So if you want a ticket, come out and get one.
And you can get those now.
You can get those now. Those are on sale now. Mm-hmm. And then the actual garage sale is March 18th from 8:30 to 4. And then everybody asks, when's bag day? That's the 19th from 1 until 4. Okay. And we give you the Meyer bags, and they're going to be $10 this year to fill up a bag. But you can get a lot of stuff in a bag.
So the sale itself is a month away, is exactly a month away.
Yes.
From the Velvet Chandelier event, opening event. So plenty of time to make the donations and get that all taken care of. And then I know, as you were kind of alluding to, it is yeoman's work to kind of organize it and get everything ready. So.
Right. And, you know, one other thing I want to mention, you know, the needs are many. Last month we did 455 requests in the office. So we are seeing a lot. And we are up to like $50,000 more going out for food costs this year as compared to previous years.
Yeah.
So we all know what it's doing at the grocery store, and we don't want anybody in the community to be hungry. And that's what your donation supports. It's helping people in this community avoid emergencies, you know, whether it's a prescription or staying in their homes or with food or whatever it takes. So please know that your donation is going to a worthy cause, and we are really using the dollars to support local residents here in Hancock County.
Again, if you want to make a donation, easiest way, just swing on by Brinkman's sometime. Again, is going on, collection's going on
pretty
for the next
time.
Month.
Yeah.
And again, what are the hours that you're going
to
be there?
Yeah. So the next couple days, just 9 to noon, that's through Saturday. And then next week will be 9 to 4, and the Saturdays are 9 to 1.
Okay.
And that's through March 11th for the donations.
And again, kudos to everybody who helps to make that happen, makes
Absolutely.
The collection
Our
happen.
Volunteers, you know, Brinkman's, everybody just out here supporting us. We just so appreciate it. And every donation that comes in the door, you know, if you're bringing us a book, we're getting a dollar out of it. So just, you know, think about all those things. If you're bringing us 5 books, that's $5.
They all add up.
Yeah. So please look through your things and see what you can do and see if you can help us out.
And circle the dates on your calendar for next month for the actual garage sale.
Oh, yeah. Itself. Please come shop. That's the beauty of it.
We will have you back in to remind folks when we get a little bit closer and kind of go down some of the treasures that you've collected. But now is the collection. We've got more information on our webpage at goodmornings.net. And again, Tammy Stahl with Christian Clearinghouse with us this morning. Tammy, thanks very much for dropping by.
Thank you so much.